Welcome tonight. We are continue to journey this together, this Bodhisattva practice. This beautiful text and adapt and also Bodhisattva values and principles and transforming our life through these beautiful teachings. There's 37 different principles or practices. We just going this text and together. So far we have the called bodhicitta, mindset attain enlightenment. You know, that is the most highest form of good heart in this universe. Most highest form compassion of this universe. And then what is we do is we adapt each of these practices and principles in our life. That means that we adapt each of these principles, we adapt, and that means our mind is shift that direction and shift in a positive direction. You know, someone is really ordinary person. Ordinary person means just their thoughts, emotions, the principles just ordinary. For example, they have ordinary mind, means, oh, I'm going to there, I'm eat this, I'm going to take a vacation, I'm going to go to movie, I'm, you know, going to bathroom. All these things are like just ordinary thoughts, you know, just, oh, everybody has, the whole world, entire world has. That's called ordinary. Who has these thoughts? That person is called ordinary person. Just regular, there's nothing planned, you know, like, you know, like ordinary person, just regular whole entire world is that, they have that thoughts. It's not special. Everybody has, you know, go to bathroom, or going to, you know, like grocery stores, going to, you know, like climbing mountains. Everybody has that thought. That is called, who has possessed that thought is called ordinary person. But that means you have ordinary thoughts, only you have, that means you always be ordinary. You never become enlightened being. You never become special, you never become liberation. There's ordinary thoughts produce ordinary people. You know, they have fear so many ordinary people because we have so many ordinary thoughts. The Bodhisattva practice is, you know, like how about you have extraordinary thoughts, extraordinary person. That means you adopt all these principles, like Tsenme Pabje, Tibetan, love, compassion, joy, impartiality. These principles you adopt. And then if you have these four measurables, let's say boundless of the good heart, and then that creates bodhicitta, mindset attain enlightenment. That mindset attain enlightenment that means who has that mindset attain enlightenment is no longer ordinary person. You know, like it's not like I'm going to bathroom, I'm going to grocery store, but that is I'm want attain enlightenment. That thought is very precious thing. But just don't come overnight. It's just practice of these things. You have developed love, compassion, joy, all these things, you tendencies you developed, expand, then you automatically you have bodhicitta. You say, oh, I want to attain enlightenment, benefit others. That kind of mindset, attitude comes. Then your thoughts are no longer ordinary. You know, you have extraordinary thoughts. And that's how do you do is, we adapt these principles. That's make we are strong. You know, each this bodhisattva principle, there's 37 different principles. Each we adapt, we appreciate, become mentally stronger. We mentally become more powerful. We are not weak. And you, if you don't have these principles, then it's just ordinary mind is so weak, you know. Cannot handle many things, always unhappy, disappointed, you know, like so much reacting all the time, because that means ordinary mind cannot handle, you know, circumstances, situations. Therefore, you know, like Bodhisattvas, Shongchib Senpa. Shongchib Senpa means who has, you know, a brave mind. Bodhisattva has brave mind. Why is Bodhisattva has brave mind? Because he or she has these principles. They're brave. They're not fear to do anything. Because, you know, basic of these principles. And if you don't have, you know, these principles, then ordinary mind is always fearful. Always have, you know, have doubts, less fear, less hesitation. Doesn't matter how wealthy you are, doesn't matter how rich you are, doesn't matter how, you know, beautiful you are, doesn't matter how you are, you know, famous you are. You know, like, there's always, we are always vulnerable. You know, that's really our, like that. And then it's, what we talk about these principles, you know, each time you adopt these principles, you become more strong and powerful mentally, emotionally. And that's it. Then we are here, you know, like, there's called mindset attain enlightenment. There's two parts. One is inspiration, the other is engaging. We are engaging part. Here's Bodhisattva's engaging. It's called Parudushambhattik. It means six paramitas, six transcendent wisdoms, six perfections. There's many multiple ways to translate. But six is, you know, all these things are very, very necessary about principles. First is generosity. Second is Bodhisattva's morality. Third is patience. Fourth is enthusiasm. Fifth is meditation. And the sixth is called wisdom, but I think translate is, you know, like supreme knowledge. Supreme knowledge, not ordinary knowledge, but supreme knowledge. These six called six transcendent wisdom, six perfections. You know, these six is very important, you know, like, it's not like Bodhisattvas need, but we need most. Mm-hmm. We need most because we are trapped in samsara, we are trapped in the world, you know. People are so much conflict, so much stress. You know, I say, I'm very stressed, but I don't need these principles. That means someone's really sick. They say, I don't need medicine. You know, exactly like that. Someone's really sick. You know, most people say, oh, the Bodhisattva's very practice is so difficult. You know. You think samsara is easy? Oh, yeah, I know. Samsara is so easy. The Bodhisattva's practice is so difficult. You know, really the opposite. I thought that these things are very easier than samsara. You know, world, conflict world is, you know, world is very difficult without these principles. You know, if you are much better placed with these principles, you know, like any level, mentally, emotionally, professionally, doesn't matter. Apply every level. You know, relationships, people always, difficult relationships, you know, that's the reason we don't have all these things, then always there's difficult. You know, we all know how much people are conflict. Like, that's the reason. And then is we already talked about generosity and Bodhisattva's morality. But this is very important. This is very, because compassion, you have compassion, therefore you are a generous person. You have compassion of bodhicitta, therefore you have morality. It's not like someone says something you do, because this is base of bodhicitta. Once you have bodhicitta, all these things naturally comes. Like, the third principle here is called, you know, like, what is called here is patience. Patience and forbearance. Patience not like your patience, you know, someone angry. Most patient people think that, but that's very small, our patience. But patience means more
forbearance.
Forbearance. You can bear many things. You're not afraid. That kind of patience. Without bodhicitta, without compassion, people don't have, their mind is very vulnerable, you know. They don't have patience. They don't, I think very difficult. I don't want to do that, you know. They're discouraged, you know. Mm-hmm. Discouraged. They don't have much power. They don't much, you know, encouragement. Because once you have the bodhicitta, once you develop the mindset enlightenment through four boundless attitudes, this, and then your mind has become more fearless. You can do anything. Says, I want to benefit all beings. You know, therefore I attain enlightenment, and I can, you know, do many things. Then you can bear many things. These three things are very difficult, this is. I tell you. One is Dōmongamta, means so many beings. You know, and you're not difficult, so many beings. And Shakyavirni means and difficult tasks. Karmongyan means, you know, so many eons. If you fray these things, that means you're not bodhisattva. You know, like, and number of beings, mm-hmm. and so many difficult tasks, and also so many eons. There's one is number, one is difficult task, the other is many times. And the bodhisattva is not afraid doing, helping all, you know, others or people give teachings or anything, because therefore there's forbearance. They can bear everything. I cannot do meditation practice. There's raining. you know, like anything that people say, you know, like, oh, you know, like, you know, people are usually really, you know, like vulnerable. In Tibetan, we say, like, your goat, you know, goat only cannot handle rain. Always, you know, like, goat, you know, like, a goat, you know, a little bit rains, and the goat always goes, you know, like always caves or somewhere hide, you know. that means, you know, cannot handle small things, you know, like. And I think and patience or perseverance means, and once you have this bodhisattva practice, you have developed bodhicitta, there's, you know, burns. You can, you know, one work, same time you can get job, same time you can practice dharma, or you're not like, you're not difficult. It's everything for you, not difficult. It's difficult is perception, not difficult is perception. It's not reality both. Because, or you think difficult because you perceive it that way. Because why you perceive it that way, your mind, your state mind determines your perception. Your state mind is so weak, then everything's for you difficult. But your state mind is so strong, everything's easy for you. Therefore, once you develop these principles, your state mind has become weak, not weak, but powerful. Therefore, you perceive everything's not difficult. You think there's no challenges. You like challenges. You know, that's bodhisattva's practice. You know, challenges are improving, you know, improvement. Without challenges, people never go beyond the comfort zone, you know, very afraid, you know, like they always stay, remain that comfort zone. You know, I always talk, you know, people, you know, you should get out of the comfort zone. You know, like a little bit. And once you get out of the comfort zone, they become more stronger. That is called patience. Patience, you know, means, you know, patience, of course, your patience means you talk to someone, but patience means here is forbearance. You can bear, you can have, you know, like open-minded. And also patience means, If you have no compassion, you have little compassion, no bodhicitta, then your mind is bound by ordinary thoughts. You have no patience. Because ordinary thoughts are so weak and easily upset, easily angry, easily, you know, disappointed. I always notice my own experience. When I'm upset, that time I'm dwelling ordinary thoughts. I'm angry or I'm disappointed. When any time I have big mind and courage mind, that time I'm drawing these kind of principles. That time I have perspective, I have more patience. You know, I see the big picture. You know, my own case, like sometimes good to everybody has, you know, like see what their reactions is. You know, and then you look that moment, what kind of mindset you have. It's very ordinary, limited mindset. You are reacting to small things. I can see myself that. I think you see many times. More than me, I'm teasing. But that's it. And when you have the love and compassion, rejoice and partiality, these things, and then you have the patience. Tibetan, they are saying, you know, Shongchib Senpala, what that means. Bodhisattvas have upset, but they don't hold. They don't hold, you know. Then, you know, even bodhisattvas can upset, but they don't hold. That's different. Ordinary beings, they upset, they hold. They do the both ways. And that's really our, you know, that means, you know, the more we have a positive attitude, the more we have love and compassion, the more we have patience. The more we have fair brains, you know, the more we are capable of doing anything. Therefore, you know, doing anything capable is not just, people don't have strength without principles. You know, ordinary mind is so weak. Ordinary thoughts, you know, you have thoughts, emotions, and beliefs, thoughts and emotions and beliefs and negative emotions and tendencies. If you have these things don't have any patience, you know. These things cannot bear anything. You know, this cannot have, you know, like good heart. Because most people, you look at their people, you know, people's mind, what's like. Because there are no patience, because which thoughts can have tolerance? There's no thought, no emotion has tolerance. They're all just weak. You know, ordinary mind is that. Therefore, all sentient beings are suffering because their mind is so no tolerance. There's no weak, very weak. But what? Why bodhisattvas are so powerful? Because their mindset is no longer ordinary. They have the four categories, good heart. They have the bodhicitta. They have these six perfections. Therefore, their mind is no longer ordinary. Therefore, their mind is very powerful. Therefore, their mind is very powerful. That way, they have do very powerful things they can do. You know, like, that's the really are the patience, you know. Patience come once you have the bodhicitta. Patience are just natural, very natural for you. It's not, that's who you are, you know. You know, like, of course I'm saying, you are, I'm not saying you are never angry. It's not, you can angry, you can upset, you can say, you know, many things, you know, like, what are you doing, you know, like, you know, you say something, many things, what, but you don't hold, your mindset is different. I think that's really are the third perfection of the patience. That means you want a patient, you want to do difficult things, you want to improve yourself, you want to fearless, you need to have developed love and compassion, a bodhicitta. Then you become fearless, you have bear anything. Buddha, under the Bodhi tree, say so many years, you know, without drinking, without eating. Because why? Because he has bodhicitta. He saw these six parameters, therefore his mind is powerful. Therefore he has determination. But ordinary thoughts don't have determination, you know. Then ordinary thoughts never says, oh, I want enlightenment. Ordinary thoughts never come. This is, there's a work of Shima Tsarna Marmanjong. Means you how many times you, how much you sand churn, there's no butter. Because sand cannot produce butter, you know. How many you dig in about the rock, you know, there's no golden, how much you dig, how much chip, there's no, cannot come gold, you know. Similar, ordinary thoughts, how many ordinary thoughts you have, it doesn't matter. Your ordinary thoughts never say, I want to attain enlightenment. Most people don't want that because they have ordinary thoughts. They don't have these principles. That's the reason. If you have these principles, your choice is enlightenment. You know, that's really, enlightened beings has, it's not like they're just, you know, hippies. And, you know, like, they don't want work, you know, they don't want work, you know. Work is so difficult. You know, then they're just choose to become enlightened. It's not that. Enlightened being has, enlightened people are really have this kind of determination of compassion, bodhicitta, therefore they're very powerful. Here saying, you know, if someone really want virtue, that kind of bodhisattva is all harmful. All harmfuls are like treasure. Because, you know, they say, there's no enemy, how do you create patience? You know, that means someone's you have, you know, annoying you, that means that's like treasure, they say. You know, someone's make you angry, someone's make you complicated, someone's really rejecting you, you know. Everything's are like patience. You're broken your heart. Doesn't matter. Everything's your like treasure because then you have patience. You can create patience. Meditating of patience is a bodhisattva's practice. I think that means we really need that patience, you know, like that patience are, you know, like part of world, you know, like, you know, I think bodhisattvas don't need patience, but people have, you know, ordinary people really need patience, otherwise they're always fighting, you know, especially if you have a relationship, there's always fighting. Therefore, more, you know, patience are very important. Without patience, it's very difficult to, you know, like live. Then how do you develop patience is you have the bodhicitta and, you know, four immeasurables. If you practice that, you naturally become patient, you know, patient person. You know, without that, you know, no one's capable of patient, you know. You say, oh, I'm just sit here and I try to patient, you know, I want to try to be patient. It's not skillful. You cannot do that. Someone say, you know, I want to try to 200 pounds, you know, I want to try 200 pounds a lap. But you cannot do that because you are not capable. You know, similarly, you say, oh, I need to be patient, you know, I need to try to patience. You can, no, I'm not capable. Then what you need to do is you need to have strength first. You need to develop love and compassion, rejoice, equanimity, and then having bodhicitta, all these things you develop, then you have patience that are for easy for you. You know, trying to, you know, I try to, patience don't work, you understand? You know, you're not doctor, say, I'm be doctor, it's not work. You need to, first, you know, how to be doctor. Then you have, you know, you how to treat patients, you know, like how to treat people. Then you become doctor. Otherwise, you say, I want to be doctor, don't make you doctor. You know, I don't want to be, I want to be patients, don't be, they don't make you patient, yes. Similar, if you want a patient, you want really forbearance, That means you need to adapt Bodhisattva practices. And then you become patient.